The hot topic of the entire week has been, what's the track going to be like for Golden Slipper Day? We've got five group ones. Are we working with a heavy track? Are we working with a soft track? Are we working with a bottomless track? Will it be a heavy 10, a heavy 9, a heavy 8? Well, the man who's going to make all these decisions, I'm glad to say, joins us on the line. He's Sean Patterson from the Rosehill Gardens. He is the track manager. Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
Yeah, mate. We got heavy showers in our sort of area last night and this morning. Can you give us what happened overnight at Rosehill Gardens and the current track condition, Sean?
Yeah, overnight's been pretty good. We haven't received any more.
Okay.
We had a shower about 10 o'clock yesterday. We received 2.5 mil. We've had a couple of horses run around this morning. Trapeze Artist with Blake Shin on top, and he's stated that the track's still just a heavy 8, but it feels nice and consistent across the track, and just got to wait and see what the weather brings today.
Yeah, if it's a, you know, if it's 26, 27 degrees like they're predicting, how much further will the track dry out, and will it continue to dry out, given that conditions are supposed to be warm and sunny again tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. A little bit of sunshine and a little bit of breeze will help this track tremendously. It's continued to improve. We've always got this little bit of top up every day that we didn't really want, but it was there, and it's continued to improve. So we have a nice day today and a nice day tomorrow. It's definitely going to improve. How far it goes, we'll have to wait and see.
You're right. So it's hopefully a top of 26 today and a top of 30 tomorrow in the west. There's a chance of 1 mil today, maybe 2 mil tomorrow. But you brought the rail out, what, 3 metres, Sean? And I think last time, will they be off the fence? Will they be on the fence? Will it be an even spread?
Yeah, I think traditionally we always see on wet tracks that they fan out pretty early and try and get across the track and see where the best ground is. They leave the inside till it hopefully dries out a little bit more, and then usually about 4 or 5 races in, they're back on the fence.
Yeah, with a big day like the Golden Slipper, obviously you want the track to be in very good shape. I'm interested to know, how many times every hour do you look at the radar?
Well, I've got a phone charger on hand, so my battery life doesn't last very
every
long.
10 minutes, every 5 minutes?
Pretty much.
All right. So, Sean, after the two horses worked on the course proper this morning, including Trapeze Artist with Blake Shin, it's a heavy 8.
Yeah, he just felt it was a heavy 8, but he said it was borderline. So that's promising. And if we get this good day today, well, I can't see any reason why we're not a 7 tomorrow.
Well, we're out there on Tuesday morning. The track's looking an absolute picture. Yeah. You just need Mother Nature to play her role, Sean. You've done all you can. We thank you for your time.
Mary, thank you.